This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of months ago, Jeff Tyler did a series of stories for us about homelessness in Los Angeles County, about the encampments that have popped up along freeways and parks, and about what life is like when all you've got is a tent, if you're lucky, and a bag to carry your stuff around in. Since those stories aired, homelessness has gotten worse, and it's especially bad among women. Since 2013, the number of homeless women in Los Angeles County is up 55%. So, Jeff went back to Skid Row to find out how homelessness is different for women.
When I walk along sidewalks crowded with homeless encampments on Skid Row, most of the people I see are men. But the statistics show a huge jump in the number of homeless women. There are more than 14,000 in Los Angeles County. So where are they?
They don't want to be seen, because to be seen is potentially to be attacked, to be assaulted, to be harassed.
Ann Miske is CEO of the Downtown Women's Center, which provides services and housing only for homeless women. She says many women share something in common.
It's about 65% of our women that we see are victims of domestic violence. These are real drivers into homelessness.
So homeless women have a reason to be invisible.
We know that a lot of women, if they can, will stay in cars and hide themselves away. They won't stay where there are other men. And a lot of them will avoid shelters.
That describes 65-year-old Francine Andrade.
I've never been in a shelter before because I hear a lot of bad stuff. They steal and all that stuff.
She was homeless for 2 years after she lost her job.
I used to be a cashier at McDonald's. Then they decided that they want to have a big change. They want younger people. So I was laid off, and then I couldn't pay my rent at all.
She ended up sleeping outside in front of a bank because it was well lit, which made her feel safer.
It's hard to sleep in the street because you don't know what might happen. Some people, they sleep in the daytime, you stay awake at nighttime. That's how they survive. And they dress like men.
Andrade has been living in an apartment at the Downtown Women's Center for the past 6 years. The center has 119 permanent housing units.
We're now getting ready for lunch. Would you please clear your table?
Another 200 women just come for the day. They can get a meal or take a shower or collect their mail. 57-year-old Pamela Walls first came to the day center to escape the madness of the streets.
People are getting mad for nothing all around me, because that's what homelessness makes you. Makes you angry and frustrated. And many times you want to take that frustration out on somebody. And, you know, people saw me as prey.
To protect herself at night, Walls would walk around for hours instead of sleeping.
I felt that if I had a job, I could make everything better. But that's not true, because I was walking at night and then going to work at Macy's. My legs would give without notice, and I'd have to hold onto tables and anything nearby so that I wouldn't fall, because your body has to sleep sometime.
As is the case for many homeless people, living on the streets messed with her health in multiple ways.
I got pneumonia over and over, walking pneumonia. My immune system is not what it should be because of that. And, you know, arthritis and sleeping outside on concrete made that worse.
The Downtown Women's Center has a medical clinic staffed by female doctors. 36-year-old Emyoko Shabazz is one of the center's clients who turned her life around.
I'm getting my mental health back. I'm seeing a therapist. I'm on medication. I'm becoming balanced again. I'm sober. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like I'm ready to conquer, you know? So now I'm on the other side. I get to be that help. Now I'm in the advocacy program.
It's important for Shabazz to give back. The Downtown Women's Center CEO, Ann Miske, says lots of women volunteer here even while they're still homeless. It gives them a sense of self-worth. The center also provides resources for jobs, and women can even make crafts that are sold in a cafe. But most important, Miske says,
our whole focus is on permanent housing for these women.
With increased visibility as a result of the homeless count, she hopes that governments will target funds specifically for women. As it stands, those looking for affordable housing can be on a wait list for up to 2 years. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.